Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Iron Dog leaders are resting in Unalakleet this morning. The 2,000-mile snow machine race got underway in Big Lake Sunday, and earlier this morning, the Polaris team of Todd Minnick and Nick Olstad of Wasilla led Skidoo riders Tyler Acklestad of Palmer and Tyson Johnson of Eagle River into the Norton Sound Village by 3 minutes. The Arctic Cat duo of Corey Davis of Soldotna and Ryan Simmons of Alberta, Canada are another half hour back in third place. 10 of the 35 teams that started the Iron Dog Pro Class race have scratched. From Unalakleet, the race heads up the Norton Sound coast to the halfway point at Nome. A winter storm watch is in effect for the Norton Sound coast with possible blizzard conditions beginning tonight. The Iron Dog is scheduled to conclude Saturday in Fairbanks. The University of Alaska has entered into an agreement with the Federal Office of Civil Rights addressing problems with the university's handling of sexual assault and harassment cases. UA was one of dozens of universities around the country singled out by the OCR for compliance reviews in 2014. Speaking at a press conference yesterday, UA President Jim Johnson emphasized that although the agreement represents the culmination of a three-year OCR review and many changes have already resulted, much work remains.
We've done a lot, but it's not enough. We're still working to improve how we respond and how we investigate and resolve campus sexual assaults and sexual harassment. In short, we are committed to promoting a culture of safety on all of our campuses.
The Title IX agreement with the OCR covers numerous areas, and Johnson outlined high points, including the hiring of Title IX coordinators at each UA campus, as well as a statewide overseer.
We're going to add more positions across the campuses to provide training for our students and for others on our campuses. We're going to strengthen our investigation capacity.
The agreement also stipulates annual campus climate surveys, creation of student review committees, clarification of reporting, response, and adjudication processes, and better coordination with local law enforcement. The majority of the agreement focuses on addressing issues identified by the OCR in 23 of 274 sexual offense cases between 2011 and mid-2015.
We've already done some of this, but we'll continue to reassess and take corrective action in cases that did come up between 2011 and 2015.
Johnson added that under the agreement, another 327 Title IX incidents reported across the UA system between mid-2015 and early 2017, including 59 sexual assaults, will also be reviewed. The university attributes the increase in cases to more people reporting, and University of Alaska Southeast Chancellor Rick Caulfield called that a positive.
We think now that because of the training that's been provided to all of our employees in those settings, the clarity about the process that students can use to bring forward their concerns, we're now getting better reporting.
This is Laura McCullough, Dean of Students at Fairbanks. I'd like to add on. I also think that the reason that these we're getting more reports is because our efforts are educational, so we're teaching students in our community what behavior is acceptable and what's not.
McCullough says the university has developed response and adjudication procedures aimed at balancing due process and safety. 38 of 59 reports of sexual assaults within the UA system since mid-2015 were at UAF, and UAF Chancellor Dana Thomas says some of those and other founded sex offenses have resulted in punishment.
During that period, UAF expelled 6 students and suspended 5 for sexual assault, sexual harassment.
The University of Alaska is awaiting a letter from the Federal Office of Civil Rights containing a detailed assessment of the university's handling of the Title IX cases reported since 2015. Alaska Congressman Don Young has made some unusual alliances in an attempt to smooth the way for commercial cannabis growers in states like Alaska, where the business has been legalized. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
They call themselves the Cannabis Caucus, 2 Republicans and 2 Democrats in the U.S. House who want to ease federal restrictions on marijuana. Young says one of his top concerns is that marijuana retailers can't use banks.
And my goal was to make sure that if I am in the business, like we have quite a few in Alaska now, as they do this business, they can run it as a business, get loans from banks, and put the revenue back into the banks as every other business does.
Representative Earl Blumenauer says another goal is to make federal tax code fair for cannabis businesses.
They cannot, because of a provision called 280E, fully deduct their business expenses, requiring a much higher effective tax rate, and they have to pay those unfair taxes with cash because of the banking prohibition.
The four lawmakers who founded this new caucus make for an odd lot. Blumenauer, a Democrat from Portland, is prone to bow ties and zealous about bicycle commuting. Republican Dana Rohrabacher represents Orange County and some of the most conservative cities of California. He preaches the benefits of medical marijuana. Colorado Congressman Jared Polis, a Democrat from Boulder, is socially liberal and a champion of his state's highly developed marijuana industry. And then there's Young.
I believe in states' rights.
Young and the rest of the Cannabis Caucus say they hope to achieve reforms in law so marijuana policy isn't subject to an AG's whim. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
And I'm Dan Bross.